Blog Good Talk Radio. Radio.
I forgot about.
Now I can say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. I'm not used to the little blog talk lady, and then I forgot that we had a song. A few hours ago, things just got a little crazy here. But we, you know, it was funny, actually, that this is all working out this way right now. Because earlier today, my spirit guide, Stephen, was talking to me about how that we cannot let or allow circumstances, outside circumstances, to throw us off balance. You know, how sometimes, you know, something happens and then you get all a little off balance, and then you get more off balance, and then before you realize it, everything is just snowballing. Have you ever had one of those moments? And so I was listening to him today about that earlier. This was earlier this morning. And then just a couple of hours ago, the monitor on the computer that I use all the time for this program isn't working, and the tower isn't working. And so I had to use a backup computer. Luckily, I had a backup computer. And so that's what we're using right now. And so, but, you know, Spirit has a way of working all things out. And that's the great thing about Spirit. Spirit knows right where we are all the time and what's going on in our lives all the time, and will help us if we just allow them help us. And so that's what we just got to do. We just got to trust Spirit. The card for the show today comes from my Gaia deck, and it's the Harmony card. Talks about power, self-confidence, and productivity. I think we actually had this card the other day. And, you know, that's what we need to do. We need to take back power. We need to take back control. For too long, we have been in our heads, listening to our heads and listening to the chitter-chatter of our heads and believing the chitter-chatter of our head to be truth when the chitter-chatter of our head isn't truth. It's not true. And not a lot of it, anyhow. And so it's just chitter-chatter. It's just stuff that we have bought into. So we need to really learn to take our power back and learn how to go inward and how to go into the Spirit within us. And, you know, a lot of us don't know how to do that, but that's why I'm here, to help you learn how to do that. And self-confidence. Once we have our own power back, have you ever just been in a situation, in a relationship maybe, or something that it was just off balance, that they had more power than you, or at least it looked that way. And so there was an unbalance. The relationship wasn't balanced. And so sooner or later, you probably left that relationship because you just couldn't take it anymore. You took back your power. And then it gave you that self-confidence. It made you start feeling better about yourself. You know, and once you do that, once you do take back power, it does give you that self-confidence. It says, you know what? Hey, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to stand in my own power and trust everything's going to be all right and work out. And then we can be productive. Then we can start doing what Spirit has called us to do. But we got to have that power. We got to have that self-confidence. And then we have productivity. Those three words follow each other: power, self-confidence, productivity. So that's the card for the show today. All right. If you're new to my radio program, I want to personally welcome you here today, and I do appreciate you tuning in, and hopefully you get something out of it. You know, I always tell people, come to my program, or even, you know, I tell people when they come to my events or anything I do, you know, come expecting the unexpected. I don't know exactly what's going to happen tonight. I have some ideas, but those are just ideas. And but Spirit's in charge of this program, and we're going to give them control here in just a minute when we go to prayer. But you know, this show is Spirit filled, Spirit packed, and Spirit led. That's what it is. A lot of times you'll see that on the show page, and I just wanted to explain what that means. Is just that, you know, I feel like that. You know, I open my mouth, Spirit fills it. And then, you know, Spirit blesses through this program. I've heard it many times. And so we will just allow that to happen tonight, okay? So just relax. All I can tell you is just relax. A lot of you have just been really stressed out today. I don't know about you, but I talked to a friend of mine earlier, and she is just really stressed out. And I just told her, I said, you need to breathe. You know, you got to calm down. And, you know, what our minds want us to do is to get in that place. Have you ever just gotten to that place of panic? That's never a good place to be. I've been there. It's never a good place to be, that place of panic. Like, oh my gosh, everything is caving in on me. Everything, you know, I got to do this and I got to do that. And then you're going 100 miles an hour and you're headed down a dead end road and you don't even realize you're headed down a dead end road because you didn't see the sign that said this is a dead end road. Have you ever just drove your car? I've done that one time. I was driving my car and I knew that the road that I just turned down, I had been down it many times before and I knew it was a dead end. But that day I didn't see the sign. I don't even know if I knew where I was for a minute. And that's how our minds want to keep us in that place of just chaos. But Spirit wants us in a place of balance. I went to Walmart earlier today, and the whole time, you know, Spirit kept saying to me, because I was praying for this person that called me earlier, and, you know, I was going, breathe, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, balance. And do you know that as I said that, I started feeling different? Just do it with me right now. Let's do an exercise really quick here. I want you to breathe in. Let's breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, and then say balance. Say it out loud. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, balance. And it might take a while for you to do that, but it's an exercise that really will help you if you allow it to help you, okay? So just try it. If it don't resonate with you, throw it out. But if it resonates with you, try it, see what happens, okay? So breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, balance. All right. Let's go to prayer, and then we're going to open the program. If you would like to be a part of the program, 347-327-9316, 347-327-9316. Phone lines are open. I would ask you to keep your calls to one question per caller, please. I would really appreciate it tonight, all right? Let's try to do that, all right? Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us, and man, I just want to slow down for just a second and go inward. Go into that place that's deep inside of me where you abide and where you told me a long time ago that you're right inside. And so I go to that place right now. I forget about all the chaos. I forget about all of everything else that's happened today. And I come at this moment in time to talk to you and to be with you in this now moment. That's all I want to do right now. I just want to be with you in this now moment. Because that's all I have right now. This now moment. And in this now moment, Father, Mother, God, I ask that you would help me completely and absolutely and positively get out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for Stephen, my spirit guide, and I thank you for the abilities inside of me, and I thank you for the opportunity to share those tonight with the people listening to my voice right now. And right now, I turn the focus onto the people that are listening to my voice right now, live or archived. And Father, Mother, God, I pray that you would touch them. I have no idea what their need is, but you do. You know exactly where they are on their journey. You know exactly what they're thinking right now. You know everything about them. There's not a hair on the top of their head that you don't know about. Father, Mother, God, I pray right now that you would help them learn how to remove the barriers that have been holding them back from all that's inside of them. And that you would teach them how to tap into all that potential and release it. Father, Mother, God, right now, if they're feeling tired, I ask you to energize them. If they're feeling sick, heal them. If they're feeling depressed, let them feel your love. If they need a job, have it done. They need a place to live, let them find it. Father, Mother, God, surround them with angels right now. Father, Mother, God, right now I ask you to surround this program and everybody listening to this program with white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection. And we thank you for what you're about to do in this now moment. And we say namaste and we say amen. Now we say hello to, we'll start with Susie B. Hi, Susie B.
Hey, Michael.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Just looking for a little magical message. That's all. Whatever you have for me for today.
A magical message, huh? All right. all right. The magical message for you is just to be you.
Okay.
I can do that. Yeah. Well, and the one thing, Spirit knows that you tried, to get some other people to hang out with you tonight, and knows that that didn't really work out. And there's a little bit of disappointment in that. Of course, that's just mm-hmm. human nature. But not to get into that place, because there is a reason. And I mentioned this to you earlier. There's a reason for this, okay? And so mm-hmm. Spirit wants whatever's going to happen to you tonight for you to be by yourself. And because when we're by ourselves, that gives us lots of opportunities that we might not have if somebody was hanging out with us, If somebody says, hey, Susie, you want to go get a drink? And if you have somebody else with you, that could have stopped it. You know what I'm saying? So, so you got to be open to what Spirit wants to do tonight. And I believe that tonight is going to be one of those memorable moments in your life that you're going to look back and say, "Oh my lands!" And
I
so,
like that.
Yeah, and so it's going to be one of those. When I remember, I had some of those memorable moments when I was younger, when I was in high school and stuff. And I go, "Oh my lands." And so it's going to be one of those my lands moments tonight for you. And just not tonight. Tonight I feel like it's a turning point for you. I feel like that this is your moment to shine, your moment to step into you. And then once you step in, the problem here is Spirit has got you to step into you before, but then you step out of that. And then Spirit's got to get you back into that. So tonight, mm-hmm. we're going to get you to step into that and stay in that, okay? And so
I am counting on it.
So, yeah. And if you do step back out, that's okay. There's no judgment with Spirit, of course. But, just go out and have fun and watch for those magical moments, okay?
I will. Well, Michael, when we get off track and we don't pay attention to Spirit, when Spirit's telling us do something or to not do something, sometimes it takes us off track for a little bit longer than we were hoping, but I guess that's timing of Spirit, and I guess we'll have to accept that.
Right. Well, and also, the one thing I like about Spirit, even if we get off track, we always get back on the right track.
Right.
So that's what's important. We sometimes go off on our little sidetracks here, but they all come back. That's one thing that I love. They all come back to that main track. And so that's the one thing that we got to remember, okay?
That's right, Michael. And you have an awesome night, Michael.
I will.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you too. All right, bye-bye.
Same, bye-bye.
Okay. 111. I've tried, you're supposed to be my first call, but I've tried several times to talk to you, And if you would like to talk to me, can you please blinker one again? Because I've tried several times to talk to you. So I need you to know that. All right. Who am I? Susan. Hi, Susan. Appreciate you calling in today. Hi. Hello? Okay. I thought she was there. Maybe I said the wrong name. Let's try 860. 860? Hello? All right. Let's try 203. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on air. How can I help you today?
Hi. I was wondering if you could give me some insight on this guy that I just started dating a couple weeks ago.
Okay. So you just started dating him, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Could I get your first name? It would just help me tap into your energy, please.
Shante.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thanks. When I'm tapping into your energy, I'm feeling very shaky. Do you feel shaky? I just feel a little bit shaky when I'm tapping into your energy here. Does that make any sense?
Nervous?
Yeah. Yeah, really nervous. Yeah, like nervous energy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Because I just feel really jittery and unsure of myself and things like that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah. The one thing that I would tell you, you know, we had a card that we started the show with. You need self-confidence. I feel like you lack a little bit of self-confidence. Does that make sense to you? Okay. And you haven't been sure about yourself, not just with this relationship, but in general. You're just you don't make decisions very well. But you can. You're really good at it. You just don't trust yourself enough. Does that make sense to you? Because I just keep feeling that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. As far as this relationship, because that's the question that you're asked, I do feel like that this could work out. I feel like it's going to take some time here. And the reason why it's going to take some time here is that Spirit wants you to step in to you and into your power and into your self-confidence. The Spirit doesn't want you to be wanting to get into a relationship for this person. You know, you don't need this person to complete you or anything like that. You're already complete. So Spirit doesn't want you to worry about that. And I think in the past, maybe that's been the case. I know it's been the case in my own life, you know, in the past is where I thought I needed somebody to fix me or, you know, something like that to complete me. And you're already complete. But the one thing I will tell you, I do feel like that this will work out. Like I said, it's going to take some communication. I wouldn't see this really getting serious or anything like that until next year. But, you know, going out, having fun, getting to know each other, that would be okay for right now. But they're wanting you to go a little slow because basically they want you to really look at you and be sure that you're ready to move forward into a really serious relationship that this could develop into, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So take care of yourself and you know, just – and when you, like I said, I see this being more serious next year. Right now, I would take the rest of this year to really look at you and work on that self-confidence and know that you're an awesome person because you are. You're very smart. I don't think you realize that. But, you know, this guy is lucky to get you. So, you know, just keep moving forward, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye. Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, we all do that. Sometimes we have that little bit of self-doubt. You know, have you ever had that? Just like, well, I don't know if anybody's ever going to, you know, like me or even love me. And I just don't know if it's ever going to work out. Have you ever just had that self-doubt? And Spirit doesn't want us to be in a place of doubt. In a place of fear. We have a card that I pull sometimes that even has those words on it. Being afraid to step out in the world, I think that's the card where we have that doubt and that fear on there. But, you know, Spirit wants us to have confidence and to stand into that. Confused really quick here on the phone lines. 203, appreciate you calling in tonight. Hi.
Yeah, hi. I'm 203. My name is Ann. I didn't realize you were back on Blog Talk Radio. I think you were just referring to the full card when you were talking about that. But
because I have. Well, I don't use tarot cards. I use Gaia cards, but I do have a deck of tarot cards. But yeah, but yeah, they're about the same time. You know, you all cards work together the same way sometimes. But how can I help you tonight?
Okay, I have two different questions in my head, but the one that I'm going to go with is,
okay.
I've had conflicting, well, probably thoughts too, but reading over someone from the past was supposed to be calling me to explain what happened and possibly see if we could be friends or something again. And I still feel I'm going to hear from this person. I get indications that's going to happen. I wanted to see if you saw anything about that. My name is Ann.
Okay. All right. Let me look at this. I'm going to go with what I'm feeling right away on this. Okay. And,
uh-huh.
and that's just my job. I have to go with
what I'm feeling. Right.
Yeah. And you know that because I believe that you read and stuff. So you know that you have to go with those impulses.
Right.
I'm going to say that there's a possibility, but to me, it's down the line. It's not like right away. I do feel like that there's a possibility that you will hear from them, but I don't feel like that it's going to be any time. I have about a 2-year window, and I don't see that in this window.
You don't see that happen anytime soon is the way most people would say. Correct.
Because I don't see it in this 2-year window that I have with you. So that doesn't mean it couldn't happen down the line somewhere, but I just don't see it in the window I have with you. But the other thing that Spirit wants to talk to you about with this is that you're wanting closure, you're wanting, you know, explanations, and I understand that because I had a relationship that I wanted that too, and it never came. And so finally what I realized is that Spirit wanted me to realize that I didn't need that, we don't need that. That's a human part of us that says, okay, I need this, I need that, and you don't really need that. And what they want you to do is to move on forward, and I think that we lost you, but that's okay. I'm going to go ahead and finish this reading. But, I just definitely feel that you're looking for the wrong answer and the wrong, in wanting him to contact you and stuff like that. And I just don't think it's going to happen. And I would hate to see this holding you back from everything that Spirit wants for you. Now, again, like I said, in this 2-year window, I don't see that. But I will tell you that there is some kind of an indication down the line that he will probably talk to you. But I don't think he'll ever explain himself. I just don't see that. So I will just let you know that if that's what you're expecting from him and waiting for him, I just don't see that happening. So, all right. So I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helps. All right. Let's go ahead and go to 414. Could you please say your name for me, your first name?
Tanya.
Could you say it again? I'm really sorry. I didn't hear you.
Tanya.
Fine. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, how can I help you tonight?
I'm calling tonight, and I am looking for relationships.
Okay, so, you're looking. Okay.
Wait a minute. I hope relationship is looking for me.
Okay, all right. I will tell you, and it's really interesting. What I find interesting about this is the wording that you just used towards the end, when you stopped me sort of and you said, hey, wait a minute, I want to finish what I was saying. And because that's what I was seeing. I will tell you that I see a person. I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing, okay? I see a gentleman that is standing outside of this building, and he's looking around. It's like, you've ever seen somebody just, you can always tell that they're waiting for something or someone, because they just have this look, and that's what I'm seeing on this guy's face, and he's been waiting for you. He's telling me, I keep hearing him say, "Where is my true love?" This is what I keep hearing, and when will it return? So this is a past life reconnection, because he's using the words return. And so I definitely see this for you. I would say him coming into pass here looks like to me towards the end of this year, actually. I would say about November, December.
Wow. So this is somebody I've already been with?
In a past life, not in this lifetime.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. I want something new.
Yeah, yeah. And it's going to feel new. It's going to be that new thing that you're wanting, but it's not going to be anybody you've ever dated in this lifetime, not in this cycle that you've been in. But it's a reconnection, and I just feel like that his life was cut short in this past life. So this is what is supposed to happen. But it's going to have that new feel. It's going to be something that is going to just, what I'm seeing is he just sweeps you off your feet. It's going to be this whirlwind romance thing. I will tell you, he's very romantic. Very romantic. Yeah. Because I see like little rose petals on the floor and So this is going to be a really awesome thing for you, because you've not really had that. And
right.
You've had some frogs along the way, and now it's time for your Prince Charming to show up. And so definitely see that happening. So just hang in there. I'm going to say November, late November, early December on this.
Woohoo! All right.
I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
And that's what we got to believe. You know, we got to believe that things are going to turn around. And a lot of times, especially, when things are not moving, like in our timeline, this is where we have our problems sometimes. This is what Stephen has talked to me about is, he's always, it's really funny. Sometimes I'm at a friend's house and I'll be channeling there and talking, Stephen and my friend. And then all of a sudden, I'll move into myself and I can hear him go tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, meaning that I'm too focused on time. I'm thinking, okay, I need to be here, I need to do that, I need to do that. And we do. Do you know that we are so fixated on time? Just think about it. We are. A lot of us have jobs, and so we have to be at work at a certain time. Then we think, okay, well, then a break is going to come. Then it's lunchtime. Then it's quitting time. Then you go home and you think, well, it's time to cook. Are you listening? It's time to cook dinner. Then it's time to do the dishes. Then it's time to go watch TV. Then it's time to take care of the kids. Then it's time to go to bed. The question in all of that time is this. Where is time for spirit? Something for you to think about. 954, I appreciate you calling in tonight. How can I help you? And could I get your name, please?
Hi, Michael. It's Ann.
Hi, Ann.
When you were talking about like one thing after another, that kind of fit me. I've been having things breaking down in my home, and right now I'm just kind of living on the edge. I've been selling things and not knowing which way to go because my mortgage has escalated. I know you saw refinance in the past, and right now things are getting real tight for me. I'm just wondering what's coming up for me or where to turn right now.
Okay. I don't want to tell me exactly where you live because I don't want that out on air. But how close are you to water?
I have water right outside my patio. I have a small body of water.
Okay.
And then I have a large body of water, like the ocean, 10 minutes away.
How close is that?
That is about 10 minutes away or less, maybe 5 minutes.
The big body. The ocean is 10 minutes away from you. Okay,
yeah.
And I'm going to tell you that you actually really need to consider moving away from that coastline.
You said that before, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you that this time I'm going to be a little more adamant about it, okay?
Oh.
And anybody listening to me, that if you live on the East Coast and you are 10 minutes away from the ocean, I would move. I would move inland or move somewhere else. You need to get away from that water. I'm just telling you, as a reader and as your friend, you need to move away from that water. You got a little bit of time. It's not intimate. You know, it's not like tomorrow. You got a little bit of time here. But I would at least be away from that water before next year.
Thinking of selling my home, and I'm wondering if I would make a profit and find some place where I can go with my animals.
I believe that because, you know, things are not working out. The one thing that I started thinking about this, I was thinking, okay, things are not working out for you. You know, you're not getting able to remortgage. You know, they raise your mortgage. Sometimes spirit has to do some of this stuff to get us to realize, okay, we got to get out of here. You know, they're trying to get us out. I had a friend one time. I told him, I said, you're going to lose your job. I said, you need to quit and move on to something else. He wouldn't quit. Well, finally he got fired because spirit didn't want him there anymore. And so that's what's happening with you, Anne. I really believe that spirit is doing everything in its power to get you away from that water. I would put my property up for sale again. This is free will. You've got free choice. But I would put my property up for sale. I do believe that it will sell. I do believe you get a fair price. And I do believe that you would have enough money to move inland. Now, do you have to move away? Do you have to move away from where you are? I don't think so. But you definitely need to put some distance between you and that ocean. I would definitely think about that.
I'll find a place that would be cheaper and they would take my pets.
Oh, yeah, your pets are part of your family. Spirit's not going to separate.
I wouldn't go without them.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. Spirit's not going to take you away from your family. Your pets are your family.
I had a dream that one of my cats was hanging on my car as I was pulling away. So I know that was a message.
Yeah. No, your animals are going with you. Yeah, don't worry about that. Because they need to get away from the water, too. So they're going with you. You know, that's sort of funny. I could just see this in my head now.
Funny. It was hanging on the door handle.
Right. Yeah, it's sort of funny. Things are going to work out for you, but I would definitely really consider moving at this moment, okay?
You think it'd be a good idea to list it?
I believe that it's better than a good idea. The one thing I'm going to tell you, Ann, you need, please listen to my voice. You definitely need to get away from that water before next year. You need to get away from the water.
Going some bad storms then coming between now and next year.
Yeah, there is something about to happen that what I'm telling you, and I'm not the only seer that's seeing this, there's other readers that are telling people to move away from that coastline. So please take heed and move away from the coastline, okay?
Okay, Michael. And just quickly, I've got a test coming up. I have a procedure on Wednesday.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if that's going to be, you know, how that's going to work out.
It looks pretty good to me. I don't see any problems. I believe that they're going to see something that they can take care of. I believe that it's going to be taken care of with medication. I don't see any surgeries in your future. So that's a good thing.
That will indicate why I'm in pain, more or less.
A lot of your pain is causing by some emotional blocks inside of you, but there are some there. But they are going to find what's causing this as well. But there's some emotional stuff that you need to release as well. Okay.
I believe that. Thank you so much, Michael,
right,
and blessings to your family as well.
Thank you, Ann. Thanks. I appreciate it. All right. Bye-bye.
To Michael. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Yeah, while we're on this, let's just stay here for a minute. While I'm talking about the coastline, let's just stay here for a second and talk about this. I'm not the only reader that is seeing this. Joseph Tittle, that has a show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I was listening to a show maybe a few months ago, and he was talking about, you know, he was telling people to move away from the coastline, okay, the East Coast, okay, not the West Coast, the East Coast, and if you're near water. And so I'm not trying to cause panic. I don't want to be a part of the fear factor. But I'm going to tell you, please, if you live near water on the East Coast, if you're within, I would say if you're within, I'm trying to figure out how far you need to get away. Okay. Hold on for just a second. Okay, you need to be 8 hours away or more away from that coastline. This would be anywhere around Florida and up. You know, sort of where the boot is in Florida. You need to move away from that boot and anywhere from the boot up, all the way up to New York. If you live near water on that East Coast, please listen. You need to really consider moving away from there. The timeline on this looks like to me at this moment in time would be sometime next year. I don't know exactly what's happening, but I will tell you that I see waves. That's all I can tell you. That's all I'm seeing right now, guys. So please, please move inland if possible. All right. I want you safe. Okay. Again, you got free will, but I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. And like I said, you can go check with other readers. I'm not the only one seeing this. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to, 720, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in today. How can I help?
Hi.
Okay, I didn't get your name. You cut out or something. Could I get your name?
Cheyenne,
okay. Thank you, Cheyenne. I appreciate calling. Because somewhere when you was getting ready to say your name, I didn't hear you. So that's okay.
That's all right. It's okay for you not be able to hear me.
Yeah, how can I help you?
I have two things. One is a car. I'm supposed to get a car. I know the last time I talked to you, you talked to me about a motorcycle. And through that, I learned that I need to rebuild my credit.
Oh, okay. Remember you. Okay, yeah, now I remember you.
Yeah.
All right.
I've talked to you a lot. I'm from Colorado.
Oh, yeah. You talk to me a lot. I was hoping I was going to be able to meet you when I was in Colorado, but it didn't work out, so maybe next time
you
I'm
were
there.
You were here?
Yeah, I was I was in Salida.
Oh, wow, cool.
In July, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I guess my thing is okay. I know I'm supposed to get a car, but what does that look like? And, what's the time frame, if you can give me one?
Okay. I will do my very best, okay? Spirit is focusing on the other thing that's in your head. What's the other thing in your head? What's the other question?
The other thing is the man.
Okay.
I've been told that there's a man coming in my life. Is that it? I think it might be something else, but.
Yeah, I think it's that. Because I think the man and the vehicle are tied together somehow. So hold on for just a second while I get this a little clearer, okay?
Okay.
I need to focus this in because I'm feeling like they're connected somehow. So let me see what's going on here. Have you been having a headache? Why would I also feel my head's hurting? Why would I don't know.
My head is hurting?
Yeah.
I've had a lot of neck issues.
Okay. All right.
I'm like on the left side of my neck, and it'll make my head hurt. And
no. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question because this could be a spirit coming through. So I got to stick with this for just a minute. Because I feel like that this is a spirit that's pushing through here to talk to you, and maybe they have the answer. Okay, so, but was there somebody that passed from something in their head, like something that burst in their head?
An aneurysm?
Yeah, I'm feeling pressure on the right side of my head, like right above my temple area, on the right side of my head.
There was a person, I do home care, so I'm living in with someone who is like 94.
Okay.
Her husband died of a brain aneurysm.
Okay, maybe he's coming forward to try to get a message to her because you're around her.
Yeah, they're all here.
Okay.
All of her mother, father, husband, ex-husbands, they're all here.
Yeah.
She's getting ready to die.
Yeah, and this might be what he's coming through. Let me focus on him for a minute, and let me see if he has a message, because I feel like he's coming to tell her that it's okay to release, is what I keep hearing. But let me be clear on that, okay? He's definitely telling me that it is time for her to let go. She's waiting for somebody. I don't know if there's a family member on the planet that she's waiting for, or something. But she needs to come home. It's time for her to go.
And she's the only living member in her family. All the rest of them are dead.
Okay. All right. So maybe she's waiting for that particular person from the other side to come and walk her home. I just feel like that she's waiting. But I do feel like that her wait's almost over. I would see her actually passing here. I would say probably at least next month. I just feel like that her passing is really soon here. I would say within about 3 or 4 weeks here.
Do you think that she will go into a nursing home or she die at home? She's at home right now.
Yeah, I feel like that she will pass in her bed at home.
Really, I was hoping for that.
Yeah, I feel like that she will. I feel like that what you'll do is I feel like that, she'll go to bed and, you'll tell her good night and that will be it. She'll be gone by morning. It's going to be a very peaceful passing. I can almost see it. It's a very peaceful passing. She's just ready and they're ready for her to come home. There's somebody waiting to play cards with her. It's just funny. It's like I could just see like an empty chair at a card table, and they're just waiting for her to come there. So it's just sort of funny. I've seen strange things, but that's just sort of funny. They're wanting her to get there.
Do you think by the end of September?
I would say by the end of September. It looks about 3 or 4 weeks out right now.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
what I was getting to.
Yeah. Now back to you and back to the car. I do feel like a car is coming to get your answer. I wanted to be sure I get an answer to you. I do see a car for you. I would see a card for you actually by the end of September.
What's this you were talking about, it being connected to the guy?
Yeah, okay. We're going to get there. Just hang in there with me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I feel like that the guy either has the car that you're going to buy from, and that's how you meet the guy. Either the guy's a car salesman or he has the car. Because I see him selling the car to you.
That's
so
cool.
That's how,
okay.
So this is how the connection starts here.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, so that's going to be the way this connects. But I would say by September, early October on this. I'm hoping a little sooner. I'm hoping this timeline moves up. But right now, I'm going to stick with about early October here.
Okay.
Okay. And your credit, yeah, you do need to work on that. Everybody has problems. A lot of people have problems with credit. I definitely believe that you can restore that and you can work on that. This might be a place where, you know, they don't do a lot of credit checks and stuff like that. There's a lot of places like that to help people mm-hmm. build their credit back up.
How does a certified pre-owned car sound to you?
Yes. They're saying yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I got to go, but
right.
I appreciate you
Thank
calling
you.
In. All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, because I have an eager spirit guide that wants to talk here and telling me that I need to move on. So let's go ahead and move on. 610, you're on air with me. Hi, say your first name, please. Okay. I'm going to move on. 610, I'm going to come back to you, but please be ready, okay? 917, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello, Michael. This is Ellen. How are you tonight?
I'm good. It's an honor and a privilege to talk to you. How can I help you tonight?
Oh, the honor and privilege is all mine. I just called to see if you could get me a message from Spirit.
Okay. It would really help me if I had a focus tonight. It would really help if we had a focus. Is there any particular area? How about let's go with, I know that I asked you, but Spirit's focusing on your health. Have you been feeling okay?
Yes, but I will listen. I consider myself an extremely healthy person, but
okay.
Maybe I should.
Okay, but this might be on somebody else. I'm going to stick here for just a second, okay? Because
sure.
The first thing that I'm picking up is health. And I also will tell you that I am feeling a gentleman around me in spirit.
Okay.
And so this might be a spirit that's trying to come through here. Was there somebody that you were focused on their health a lot? Somebody that you took care of towards the end of their life? Or is there anybody like that?
I guess my mother to an extent, but I was a child when she passed.
No, this is okay. No. Okay, I'm going to shelf this because it's not making any sense, and I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about something we don't need to talk about. Let me get back to you, and because I don't feel like it's connecting. I just feel like it was a little confusing energy popping in there. Let me go ahead and pull some cards.
I'll take money as the focus. How's that? I'll take money as the focus.
Okay, money? All
money.
Right. Your finances?
Yes.
Okay, do you do something at home? Do you do some work at home or something?
No.
Okay, have you ever thought about it?
I was doing something like that before I found my full-time employment.
Okay.
But it was like just odd things just to pay the bills. And it's,
right.
Okay. But it wasn't fulfilling or anything.
Yeah, it wasn't enough to, yeah, for you to keep doing it. Otherwise, you'd be doing it still. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You needed something more secure and more solid, which you do have. I do feel like that there's an increase, but I also feel like that there's going to be something connected to home. I don't know exactly how your work could connect with home, but I just feel like that there's a connection there because I keep focusing working at home
okay.
with the job.
And so
yeah,
it's
with
a
the job
hobby
you have
probably.
Now.
This is something you actually brought up before.
Okay.
I have some fiction ideas in my mind, some writing ideas.
Oh, okay.
And you told me to pursue that. And so
okay.
you think that that's going to be a moneymaker. It's more than just a creative outlet.
Yeah, it is going to be making money, yes. It's a creative outlet, too. It's to get you to do something. This is your passion. You're just afraid of starting to write and to put that out there. But I definitely do see it being really profitable for you. So I would definitely follow that path, okay? But, you know, I definitely feel like that all of this is going to work with your other job. And there's an increase in money for you. I think it's from the full-time job you have at the moment. And I would see this looks like about mid-October here.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I should be coming up on my annual review, and it would be nice to get a raise.
Yeah, you're going to get a raise. Is there a chance that you could be promoted? Why would I say a promotion here?
It could be promotion and title.
Okay,
but I'd be
yeah.
more or less doing the same because, that's what they need.
Yeah, there's a title change. There is something with your name. There is something that I'm seeing in front of your name or behind your name. So there's a title that goes along with this.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. You deserve it, all right? So I do appreciate you calling in, and hopefully I've helped.
Thank you so much, Michael. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. All right, bye-bye. Okay, we're gonna put on a song really quick because I need to turn on air conditioning, and hopefully it doesn't interfere. I'm going to have to shut it off in Steven channels here, but we're going to put some air on for me. And so we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And I'll be right back. I'm not going to be gone more than a few seconds. So let's go ahead and throw on a song here really quick. How about this one? Here we go. I told you, not gone very long. All right. He didn't even get to sing any. All right. Let's go ahead with my last call of the night. 765, I appreciate calling in. Hi.
Hello, Michael.
Hi. Oh. How can I help you?
Just kind of want to see what you can come up for me, probably in the health area. This is Margie.
Okay. Yeah, I know that, and plus,
okay.
I've been looking all over for your number, and you've been on my mind for at least a month,
uh-huh.
and I can't, after the program or something, just give me a call, we can see how tired I am, but give me a call or tomorrow or something,
okay.
So we can talk a little longer than what we can do here on air.
Okay.
But and then now you want to focus on your health, is that correct?
Yeah, I've been kind of busy with it for the last month, so.
Okay, that's probably what I've been picking up, okay. Because I felt like that you were really struggling a little bit in some areas.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see what's going on here. There's a lot of fear around you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, okay. Let me focus on this. This is something that looks pretty serious, or at least they're telling you that it's serious. Is that correct?
Yeah. A lot of apprehension, I think, more.
Yeah. You're the one thing I would tell you, Margie, don't get into your head too much right now on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
all things can change no matter what they're saying, you know. It's just what they're saying. You know, Spirit has the final word in everything.
Yeah.
So let me look at this. I really, at this moment, I'm going to ask you to call me tomorrow sometime.
Okay.
And let's look at this tomorrow. I'm seeing something, but I'd rather meditate on this a little bit and pray about this and really look at you. And I just don't really have time to do that on this kind of a setting because I need to do a scan. I need to do a full scan on you, and I just don't have the time to do that.
That's
that
fine.
Also takes a lot of energy, and Stephen wants the channel here.
Yeah.
So I would definitely just call me tomorrow sometime, okay?
I will do that.
All right. I appreciate it. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for calling in.
Bye, Michael.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I just don't have the energy to do that. And Stephen's pushing to talk here. we're not taking any more calls tonight. I've already said that earlier, so we're not taking any more calls. Our phone lines are closed at this moment in time. And I do appreciate you all calling in, but the phone lines are now closed. I want to talk to you a little bit, and then, like I said, Stephen wants to talk to you as well. And there was an energy, like I'm gonna talk to you a little bit about lower vibrational energy and how lower vibrational energy sometimes can work. All day long, if you've been watching my Twitter account, I've been saying that Stephen wanted to talk tonight. I believe that Stephen has a very timely message that he wants to share with us. I have no idea what that is at the moment, but I do believe that you know, he definitely always has wisdom and guidance. He's my spirit guide. I just feel like that he wants to spend some time with us. We're going to allow that to happen here in just a minute. I am going to move out of the way. But I want to tell you a little bit, because I know that he's going to talk to you a little bit about his journey with me and things like that. So let me talk to you about my journey with him as we lead into him. Stephen and I, we've had a really interesting journey. I know that I've made it more challenging than it should have been, but it was out of fear. And the one thing that I want to talk to you about tonight is that, you know, the one thing that kept me from channeling for too many years here is fear. You know, what are people going to think? Even what I thought. You know, when I first started channeling Stephen, when Stephen really first started talking to me, because he was talking to me out loud way before he started talking on air. And I remember the first time I was in my living room in my apartment here where I live. And I remember I was talking and I said, hi. And then I heard his voice out loud and it sort of startled me. And anytime when you first start hearing things or seeing things, you know, we think, okay, am I losing my mind? What is going on here? And because I have never done that before. I had never channeled before. And channeling, when you first start, can be a little nerve-wracking. I am a full-body channel. What that means is Stephen has the ability to use every part of me. And I mentioned this the other day, or Stephen mentioned this the other day, I think, or maybe I didn't. I talked to a lot of people, so I don't know if I mentioned it on air, but I'm going to mention it tonight, so we'll know it's on air, okay? But I was at an event one time, and over in Joplin, you know, I was thinking that Stephen was going to channel. And I was, in some ways, I was hoping he would channel. In some ways, I was very apprehensive about him channeling. And so I was going back and forth. I was going, is he going to channel? Is he not going to channel? And then I remember I went outside with a friend of mine, and we came in. I remember when I was coming in, there was a chair sitting there. Immediately, I feel like I fell into the chair, and then I went into Stephen because I could hear him talking, and then unknown to me, until later on, people said that I got up at Stephen with my eyes closed, walked around the room, and stopped and talked to certain people. Stephen gave them messages, and my eyes were totally closed, and I have no recollection of that. There are times that I can remember bits and pieces of what Stephen says, and I'm always at the point where if I feel like that Stephen is saying something that he shouldn't be saying, or it just feels uncomfortable to me, I can definitely pull the plug. And that's what you should always be able to do. You should always be able to pull the plug. Because one thing about spirit guides, and this is one thing I would tell you, caution you if you channel, some of them have been, most of them have been incarnation. They have been in human form. a lot of them have their own agenda sometimes. And so you got to really watch that. And so if I feel uncomfortable, I pull the plug. And so a conscious channel can do that. So just let you know. Just be really careful about that. So at this moment in time, I am going to let my consciousness move backwards, and I'm going to allow, we have about 52 minutes. I don't know if he'll use all that time, but at this time, I am going to welcome my best friend to the program. Stephen has been with me from the very first moment I took breath in this human form, and he was assigned to me. And I'm sure he'll be talking about some things here in a minute. But he's my buddy. All I can tell you is your spirit guides want to be your buddies. I remember I always wanted a best friend, somebody I could just be me with, somebody that I could just let my hair down and just be me. That is Stephen. If you've listened to the show for any amount of time, you know that Stephen is funny. He has a very amazing sense of humor. Man, I just love him to death. And so I'm going to step aside right now, and I'm going to be quiet for just a second. There is a little bit of a transition that has to take place here, so I'm going to be quiet for just a second. And I'm going to welcome Stephen to the program. Stephen, namaste to you, and you can have the program for right now. Namaste, Michael. I appreciate you so much, Michael, and I appreciate being here tonight. And I just want to say hello to you all, and I just want to welcome you. And I know that some of you might not understand what is happening right now, and that's okay. The one thing that I would tell you is don't get into your understanding. Get into your heart. Get into your center. Where we have our problem sometimes, my friend, is that we try to analyze spirit. And spirit cannot be analyzed. Spirit cannot be figured out. Spirit is just is and has always been. That is just the way it is. That is the way it always will be. It is not something that you can figure out in your intellect. For what spirit is trying to do is to get us out of our intellect. It's trying to get us out of overthinking. We overthink as humans a lot of the times. We overthink a lot of the times. We get one thought, and then we have another thought, and then another thought, and another thought, and another thought. And so what we do is we overthink. If you look at your own life, you will see this. You will see a pattern of you overthinking. And what you need to do is to change that. What you also need to look for and what you need to watch for is those negative thoughts, those negative things that pop into your head. And then you entertain them. You get one little negative thought, and then you build on it. The question I have for you is, why do you entertain this? What I mean, and I want to be clear on this, I do not want any confusion in what I am saying tonight. I want to be precise and I want to be clear. So what I am saying is that, okay, let's do it this way. Michael, we'll use Michael for an example. Michael entertains negative thoughts way too much. A thought comes into his head earlier. I was trying to calm him down right before the program. I said, Michael, you need to calm down, because he was having some computer problems. So a thought came into his head and it said that you are stupid, because he couldn't figure out what was wrong. So we had the thought was in his head that he was stupid, that he couldn't figure this out, and so he just began to get all frustrated then on top of that, he started building on the thought that he was stupid. I said, Michael, you are not stupid. You are letting your brain dictate to you what you are not. And you are buying into the lie that your brain is trying to plant into you so you cannot do your spiritual work that you need to do. Are you listening? What I am trying to say to you. For that is what happens. You are all called to do something. You are not here on the planet just to take up space. You are not here to do that. You are here to do a work. And what happens is a thought comes in, and then you allow that thought to stay there. I finally told Michael, I said, Michael, you need to breathe and you need to stop long enough to kick that out. And he did. He was able to do that. And I am so proud of him for doing that. For I wouldn't be talking to you right now if he couldn't do that. Frustration is one of your enemies. It is one of the things that holds you back from growing spiritually. And as humans, it is very easy for you to get into a place of frustration. It is very easy for you to fall into that. And so the lower energies know that, so that is what they use. Your enemies know what is the weapon that would get to you. It is like they know what buttons to push. Have you ever been around people, and there are certain people that you say, they know exactly what button to push. How do they know that? That is a good question. I will answer how they know that. How they know that is there are lower energies that know everything about you. And so what they have is they have a blueprint of you. They know exactly what to use to frustrate you, to get you off path. And so they're going to bring those things into your path to keep you in this place of chaos, in this place of frustration. For as long as you keep going around and around and around and around in a state of frustration, then you will never go into the place of center. For you are not stopping long enough to do so. Michael was like, if you had been able to see him a minute ago, before the program, when everything started falling apart electronically, it was like he was a little jackrabbit and he was bouncing all over the place. And I was saying, Michael, you need to calm down. Breathe. And this is one thing I would tell you, is breathing is a major thing. I've mentioned this before to you, and I mention it again tonight. For this is very important for you to understand, is to breathe, to breathe deeply, to go deep inside of you. And that will release all those blocks that are inside of you. The one thing that I want to also talk to you about tonight is Michael and my journey with Michael. And to explain to you what a spirit guide comes in to do. I have come into Michael's path, just like spirit guides come into your path, to work on certain areas of your lives. The one thing that I have come in to work with Michael is patience. If any of you know Michael personally, Michael has a problem waiting. I know that none of you have a problem waiting. I know this. But Michael has a problem with patience. Michael wants it when Michael wants it. And when it does not fall into Michael's hands, when Michael wants it, then Michael gets into an emotion of anger. And wonders why things are not moving, because it can't move because he is in a place of anger and a place of frustration, and then we cannot work with that. And then it is an awful cycle he gets into because he just keeps on going and going and going. And I know that none of you are like this. But the one thing that I have come into Michael's path to teach him is how to be patient, how to get out of his head and into his heart. He is doing better now than he has ever have. But it is still a journey. It is still a process. A lot of people think that spirituality is this huge thing that is going to happen. And spirituality is not a destination. It is a journey. As long as you, my friends, are in these human forms, there are going to be struggles. There are going to be things that you face, for they are lessons. What Michael does not realize is that his computer was a lesson. Most likely, when this program is done, if he goes in and turns it on, it will probably work. But the thing I will tell you is that sometimes things happen for you to learn things about you and how you can do things better. Everything is like this. Everything in life is like that. You have been placed on this planet to have human experiences. And then when you have these human experiences, then you get mad at spirit and you say, well, spirit, what in the world are you doing? What we are doing is trying to teach you how to move a little higher, how to get out of lower vibration and into higher vibration. And you cannot go from lower vibration to higher vibration without going through a process of learning. You cannot start in preschool and just graduate. You have to go through a process, do you not? It is like at work. You cannot just be a laborer and then expect to be the CEO of the company. It is a process. And it is that way with your spirituality. It is a process. It is a journey. But some of you have forgot this. Some of you have forgotten that there are steps that you need to take. And so what I tell you tonight is that you need to take small steps. Some of you are wanting to take gigantic steps. Wanting to take giant steps. And that is okay that you want to do that, but you need to take the baby steps before you can take bigger steps. It is, if you look at your life when you are a baby, there are stages that you go through. Is this not true? There are stages of growth that you go through. When you are first born, you are very little. Your mother or your father, they carry you, for you cannot even crawl. You cannot even talk yet. You would not think, okay, I am going to be a grown adult when you are born. That would be silliness. So there are steps, of natural steps that you have taken to be where you are now in your journey in growth. Is it not true? You started crawling. You would sit on the floor and you would rock, and then you would move a little bit. Then you realize that you could crawl. Then you began to realize that you could pull yourself up on things. So you started pulling yourself up, and then you took your very first step, did you not? And maybe your very first step was a little wobbly. Maybe it was a little bit shaky to begin with. Please listen to what I want to say to you. And that is how your spiritual journey is. Maybe that first step out, when you let go of that thing that you've been holding on to, when you let go of the thing that you've been holding on to that has been like a crutch to you, and when you take that first step out spiritually, maybe you will wobble a little bit. Maybe you might even fall down and you have to get back up. But you will not go back to the thing that you were holding on to. You will learn how to pull yourself up without something that you're holding on to. Some of you will understand what I am trying to say here. And that is okay. And some of you will not yet. And that is okay. For you have to realize that wherever you are on your journey, it is okay right now. A lot of you think there is something wrong because I should be, you think, again, you think that you should be farther along on your journey. But who has said that to you? Where is that information coming from? Because I come to you tonight telling you that you are exactly where you are supposed to be right now at this now moment. Again, we are looking at thought patterns, looking at what is going on in your head. Because what I tell you is a lot of you are so fixated on the end of the journey that you're missing the in-between of the journey. It is a lot of times I see humans go on trips. Michael went on a trip just shortly. And so he went on a journey. But he was not focused on the destination. He enjoyed everything that he saw. And I was really proud of him. He did really good. Because he did not know what to expect or what would be next. He just opened up to the possibility of something beautiful. And that is what you need to do. You need to open up to the possibility of beautiful potential. For beautiful potential is inside of you, waiting to be released. But you are so focused on, I want to get to there, that you are missing all the beautiful flowers alongside the road, all the wonderful animals alongside the road. It is your journey, yes, but we want you to have a smoother journey. A lot of you are hitting too many roadblocks, too many detours. But I tell you that it is up to you what you do. Again, it goes back to what I said earlier. It's your thinking. If you are thinking negative right now, think something different. If you keep thinking that you will never make it, then you will never make it. It is just the way it is. It is not what I say, it is just the way it is. Somewhere, for a lot of you, you have thought that you are a failure and you have bought in to that lie. You are not a failure. Spirit makes no failures. Spirit makes nothing that is defected. You are not defective. You are already pure. But you do not know yet how to, you do not know how to work with that perfection that is already inside of you. You need teachers like myself, like Michael and several other people to help you learn how to tap into the perfection that you already are. The one other thing that I would say really quick here is that a lot of you are too hung up. And hung up means hung up. You are too much hung up on you. A lot of you will focus too much on the outside of you. You work on the outside of you. And there is nothing wrong with that. Eating healthy is good. Exercising, awesome. For you do need to take care of your body. Some of you aren't even doing that, and you need to take care of your body. For it is your house. You wouldn't just let the house that you live in, the physical house outside of you, you wouldn't just let it sit there because it would rot. You got to take care of it. You got to take care of your body. But some of you are too focused on your body, too focused on the outside, and you are too attached. This is a whole nother teaching that I would like to teach you some other day, and I will, but I do not have time to do it today. We just do not have the time for me to get into it. But I will teach you very near future about how that we get too attached to this human form. And where this human form, with this attachment that we do, causes a lot of our problems and holds us back from growing and developing into all that we can be. I hope that you got something out of my teaching today. I have enjoyed being with you. I've enjoyed sharing with you. And one thing that I would leave you with tonight before I go and return you to Michael is that I love you so much. The one thing that I was telling Michael to share really quick with you is that there is pure love. And there is a channel message from me, a written channel message that I presented earlier to Michael, and I believe that he has posted it on his website, so you might want to check that out. But I want to tell you about pure love, because pure love is what you are. You just need to get back into that. It is what you were created out of. And I'm not going to go into it. I have already spoke about it today in, like I said, in written form. But I just wanted you to know that you are pure love. You just have to get back into it. Okay? So you just be you and be in the now, be in the moment. Enjoy your lives. A lot of you struggle too much because you don't even allow yourself to enjoy you. It makes me sad to see this. Michael was like this. He was at a time in his life. He was very unhappy. I do not remember a time when he was younger that he was so unhappy. He was always unhappy. And I worked with him. But a lot of his unhappiness, he created a lot of his unhappiness. And he has learned that now by patterns and thoughts. And this is what I go back to as I get ready to say goodbye. Is that his thought pattern created a lot of Michael's problems. And now I have taught him how to take a negative thought and turn it into a positive thought. It's not very hard. You just say, I am not going to entertain that. If a thought comes into your head and says, I will never get financially blessed, I will never get better financially, you change it and you say, that is not true. I see finances flowing to me. I see finances coming to me, and I see them coming to me more and more every day. So you take a negative and you turn it into a positive. Do you understand? You take a negative and turn it into a positive. And as you do so, if you can do this, which I know you can, for it is inside of you. I know you can do this. Why would I ask you to do something that you're incapable of doing? You are capable of doing this. And so what you do is you just change things. And as you change things, you will see better results in your life. You will see things turning around. If you do not like the result that you have, you might want to look at the thought that is creating that result. I leave you now, and I say namaste, and I return you to Michael. Namaste, Stephen. Appreciate you coming forth tonight, and I appreciate the message that you have delivered, and I will listen to it later. The one thing I want to talk to you about is your thoughts as well. I know that Stephen talked to you a little bit about that. I don't know exactly what he said. Because this is one thing that I'm learning how to do better. Because it was very things are happening. You know, everything had ran smooth until about a couple of hours before this program, and then everything just started falling apart. And I thought, man, you know, what's going on? What's going on is lower energies do not want us to hear truth. They do not want us to know that a lot of our stuff is being created by us. They don't want us to understand that we can change that by changing our thoughts. They don't want us to know that. The one thing that I've learned in my life is to trust spirit. I had a lot of trust issues when I was growing up, and I still have a little bit of trust issues. I will admit that. I still have a hard time letting people really close to me. I'm doing a lot better. I have people closer to me now than I've ever had in my life, but I still need to work on that, and I know that. But what we need to learn is how to trust ourselves, how to trust the gifts inside of us. It goes back to what I said before Stephen came forward. You know, when I first started trust, you know, I started working with Stephen. You know, when he first started talking to me out loud, like he did tonight to you, I wondered. And I hate to admit this, but for years, I choked him from speaking. If any of you were privileged to hear him a couple of years ago, he was very squeaky because I was choking the daylights out of him. Because it was fear, and it was, okay, is this real? And I will tell you right now that there is no doubt in my mind that he is real. I remember I was telling a story to one of my friends last night about Stephen and when he first started channeling. And he first channeled a couple years ago right here on Blog Talk. And then I wasn't ready, actually, and I know that. Am I totally ready now? I don't know, but we are moving forward with it. Because we just got to move forward. And, you know, I do trust him, and it goes back to trusting and knowing, and it's time to do that. You know, we don't have the time, my friend, to drag our feet anymore. If you listened to me earlier tonight, I was talking about the East Coast. We don't have our time. We don't have the privilege of time. We've had time. We've had years to get things better. But have you ever seen an hourglass? Have you ever seen, you know, I remember on The Wizard of Oz, There's, you know, the witch comes in and she turns this hourglass over and the sand starts pouring down. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say. I want you to visualize an hourglass. And I want you to see sand in it. There's a lot of sand at the bottom of this hourglass because it's been churned for a long time now. And on the top part of the hourglass, there's just a little bit of sand there. How much sand? I don't know. The only person that knows how much sand is up there is Spirit. But I will tell you that the sand continually falls to the bottom of the hourglass. You know, I know that we are living in some really awesome times ahead. I want you to know that. I want you to know that there are some really cool things on the horizon. There's some really cool things on the horizon. You know, let's go back to the Wizard of Oz reference. Judy Garland sings a beautiful song in that movie, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I'm not going to sing. That's not one of my expertise areas. I promise I'm not going to sing. But I will tell you that, you know, she says, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, bluebirds sing. And that's true. Somewhere over the rainbow, there's a better tomorrow. You know, I live in Kansas, and I go out into an open field every time there's a rainbow, and I look at it, and I think, somewhere over there, bluebirds sing. Somewhere over the rainbow. And that's what we got to hold on to. The one thing that our minds want us to do, they want us to go into a place of fear. They want us to go into a place of doubt. They want us to go into a place of frustration. They want us to go into a place of confusion. But I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to allow my mind to tell me what I can and what I can't do. We, for too long, my friends, please listen. For too long, we have been hoodwinked by our brain. Our brains tell us that there is nothing else except us. Well, first of all, I would get your ego out of the way, because there's a whole lot more than just you. That thing that talks to you and just says, hey, there's only you, I would probably question that, because there's more than you. There's so much potential inside of us. You know, scientists will tell you this is true. You can check it out if you want. It's on the internet. Scientists will tell you that inside of your brain are all these brain cells. We don't use, at this moment in time, we don't use hardly any of those. Okay, why do we have them up there? I will tell you why we have them up there. Because someday we will use those. Those are your spiritual brain cells waiting for you to let them fire. It's like spark plugs in a car. Spark plugs in a car, they fire. They take turns firing. And then and because of that, then your car moves forward. If your spark plugs are not firing right, then you're going to have hiccups in your car. Trust me, I've had a car like that. And if they're not working at all, you're not moving. So what we need to do and what we need to learn and what we're going to teach you, me and Stephen, is we're going to teach you how to begin to tap in to all the potential that's in you. All right? So thank you so much for being here tonight. We're going to get ready to wrap up here. And let's see, what is tomorrow? Saturday, right? We will be on air tomorrow, most likely evening time. We're going to move tonight, 6 p.m. Central. Tonight, we were on a little later because, like I said, there were some technical issues coming on into play here. And so it took a while to get those worked out. Um And there was technical issues with me and with the equipment, so it took a while to get all that firing together. So hey, you know, I am so honored to have Stephen help me, and you know, it was really amazing. I'll tell you, I got really frustrated, you know, because I don't know that much about technology things, and it's one of the things that is used a lot to get me into that place of frustration, and it worked for a few seconds. And then I thought, okay, wait, no, we're not doing this again. I'm not going to spin on this merry-go-round. It makes me sick. And so I handed it over to Stephen and said, Stephen, I'm a little frustrated at the moment. Please take control of this. Stephen started calming me down by helping me breathe, to teach me how to breathe and how to get out of my head. Your spirit guides want to do that with you guys. Get to know your spirit guides. They're here to work on things. Find out what your spirit guide is here to work on. Stephen said he's here to help me learn patience, and that is true. That's one of the things he's here to help me with. And he puts things in my path to get me to be more patient, not just with other people, but with myself. Because what happens is when we get impatient with ourselves, then that's where that little bit of frustration comes in. It's what he's teaching me. Look at yourself. And if you get impatient, then I am sure that there's a little bit of frustration that sneaks in right as you lose patience with yourself. Watch yourself talk. Watch what you're saying to yourselves. More than ever, right now, we are living in great manifesting energy, my friend. And we can manifest things in a blink of an eye. That's either positive or negative. And how you manifest things is by a thought. So be careful what your thoughts are planting. Please be careful of that. Please be careful. Tomorrow, we will be back here on air, like I said. I'm not sure exactly what we'll be teaching you yet. We'll post that when we know that. We do have some great guests coming up. A lot of the guests that I have coming up have been here before. Austin Wells will be with us next Tuesday. Wednesday, Nicole Stevens will be with us. And if you haven't heard her, you're missing it. So she'll be with us on Wednesday. Then on Friday, next week, a week from today, actually, Pamela Huge will be with us. I met her when I was in Colorado. She worked on me. But I've said this many times since. I will tell you that from the moment that I can remember, I've always had a headache. I don't know why. I just always did. I would always say, I can't go to school because my head hurts. Or every day of my life, I woke up and I was sick. I had a headache. It was this awful throbbing thing that was just always there. Well, it's not there now. I will tell you, and I'll be honest with you, from the day that she worked on me in July in Salida, Colorado, I didn't even know that it was gone for a minute And I had this awful pain on the right side of my body. It actually had put me in the hospital once. And I couldn't even lean. I will tell you, I couldn't even lean on my right side. If I leaned on anything on my right side, it was just like somebody was shooting arrows through me. I didn't even know that it was gone for a minute until the people that were hosting me when I was down in Colorado said, "Michael, are you okay?" And I said, "Why?" And they go, "Because you're leaning on your right side. Are you all right?" And I said, "Yeah." And they go, "Are you in any pain?" And I was like, "No." I've had no pain on the right side of my body since she worked on me. She works with the vibration of her voice. She's going to be teaching us how to use our voice, the vibration of our voice, to heal ourselves. She placed she placed a harp on me, a little harp on my chest, and she started playing it, and then she started using her voice. When she did that, there was something that shifted. I could feel it, and she noticed it because I moved a little bit. And she said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yeah, but something just moved." You can believe it or not, but I believe that at that moment in time, Spirit healed me and used her to do that. Spirit's amazing, can do all kinds of amazing things. Let Spirit do something amazing in your life tonight. You don't have to wait. And you're going, "Okay, what do you mean, Michael?" I'm going to tell you what I mean. I'm not going to leave you hanging. I got 10 minutes to tell you what I mean. You can have your breakthrough right now. If you need healing, you can have it right now. If you need your finances to turn around, you can have it right now. You're saying, "Well, how?" Close your eyes. Please. Sorry. And sometimes I just bark orders. I think in a past life, I'll tell you, I think in a past life, I must have been a drill sergeant because sometimes I just bark orders, so I apologize. I don't mean to bark orders. I just do sometimes. Okay, so please close your eyes. I would appreciate it. Sometimes I get so excited about what Spirit wants to do, and then I just bark orders here. So please close your eyes. And then I want you to repeat this with me. And I'm going to say my name. I want you to put your name in its place. I, Michael, want all that you have for me. I, Michael, now move completely and absolutely and positively out of the way and allow you to move and work through me completely and wholly, without reservations. I turn control over to you, to the Spirit within me. Now, don't say that if you don't mean it. But if you mean it, then expect something to happen. The other thing that I would ask you to do tonight for me and for Stephen is to, when you go to bed tonight, and don't do this if you don't want this to happen, because I'll tell you, something will happen. So don't do this if you don't want something to happen, okay? I will tell you, because it will happen if you ask. But if you want to meet your spirit guide, maybe you don't even know what a spirit guide is. Maybe you've never had the pleasure of meeting your spirit guide. Tonight is the night for you to do that, if you want to do that. So right before you go to bed, you know, in that place where you're laying in bed and you can feel that you're drifting, right in that place, right before you fall asleep, I want you to say, okay, spirit guide, I want to see you tonight in my dreams. And they will. When they do, please write me at youareawakening@gmail.com. Tell me about your experiences. I would love to hear those stories. That's how you also, if you just want to talk to me, get hold of me, say hi, whatever you want to do. The email is youareawakening. It's youareawakening, youareawakening@gmail.com. It's what you're doing. You are awakening. So just remember that, @gmail.com. All right. Also, if you would like to set up readings with me, learn more about me, learn more about Stephen, here's some of the channel messages he's already given. Find all that information at www.insightswithmichael.com. As we close out tonight, I'm going to pray for somebody that means a whole lot to me and a whole lot to this program. And right now, she is really struggling, guys. She's really having a hard time. And I'm talking about Rose. And a lot of you know that she's back in Las Vegas. But she is having a really hard struggle right now of trusting spirit, trusting herself, and you know, getting wrapped up in all that frustration. And you can imagine, and a lot of us have been there. So I would ask for you to join me in prayer as we close out tonight. That things turn around for her. I talked to her this afternoon, and I just ask for your prayers. Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for the time that we've had today with each other. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the people that are listening to my voice right now as we close out for the day. And I ask that as we go our separate ways for a short time, that you be with them, that you would bless them, that you would guide them, that you would lead them. I would ask that you would meet every single need that they have. Financially, spiritually, emotionally, whatever they have, just bless them. If there are people listening to my voice right now that are hurting physically, just heal them. And right now, Father, Mother, God, I turn my focus on a person that I consider my sister in a lot of ways. She's a vital part of my life and a very vital part of this program. And tonight, she's not here with me on this program. And I ask that you would be with her, that you would calm her down. Please calm her down. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, right now I speak peace into Rose. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, I speak peace into Rose. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, I speak peace into Rose. I speak peace into every situation that Rose has to deal with. I speak peace and to every person that comes into Rose's path, I speak peace and not fear. I speak peace and not frustration. I speak peace into Rose. I speak peace into everybody else as well at this moment in time as well. Father, Mother, God, right now, I turn my focus and I turn these prayers, the focus of this prayer, to the planet that I call home at this moment in time. As I'm in this human form, you have placed me on a great big blue planet that I call Earth. And I call home. I know this one will always be my home, but it is for now. And I pray that you would just bless it, that you would help heal it, that you would bless the inhabitants that are on our planet right now. And that you would speak peace into every situation of whoever's facing whatever. And I thank you for that. And I say namaste, and I say amen. We are about out of time, and so I want to close out as we always close out. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. We will be back on air tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central, as far as I know. technology is technology, but as far as I know, we will be here. 6 p.m. Central. God bless you, and God bless our world. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Bye-bye, guys.
just